So the big news recently is that Eric Holder, Obama's legal advisor, I guess you could call him, Holder, the head attorney in Washington, is resigning. And this is, of course, the news of, as of, I say, late September 2014. And so, you're not really hearing the essence of his resignation. Remember, this is a man who was responsible, potentially, for going after the Wall Street criminals that caused this collapse through fraud. He decided not to do that. He decided not to go after them. Instead, he wanted to make it look like he was tough on Wall Street, and so he slapped Bank of America and JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs with some lawsuits, forcing them to pay up some money, right? Well, first of all, where the hell's that money going? Is it going to the person on the street who lost his job and his home and his retirement account? No, it's not. Not at all. Who knows where it's going? But I can tell you one thing for damn sure. That money, those fines, those fees, penalty fees, don't even come close. Don't even approach 1% of the amount of money stolen by these banks through fraud. Folks, we cannot forget this. We cannot forget that the media has been trying to convince you that this was due to Wall Street's greed, their ignorance, their stupidity. They want you to think it was due to everything. Drug abuse, everything except fraud. Because they don't want you to think that they broke the law. You see? And the fact is, it was due to fraud. I wrote about it in my 2006 book, America's Financial Apocalypse. I wrote about it in detail. I talked about how the mortgage industry was defrauding the banks, which knew about this. The banks took the trash mortgages, went with the credit agencies, and they all colluded to wrap this trash up, give it investment grade rating, rubber stamp it, and pass it off to other investors. And it was a game of musical chairs. I wrote about all this. So if I knew about it back then, don't you think that it was pretty obvious what was going on, right? And of course, even the FBI issued a warning in 2004 or 2005 regarding the mortgage fraud. The banks knew about all this shit going on, okay? The mortgage brokers knew about all this shit. Wall Street executives knew about all this shit. And the bottom line, this shit would not have happened. It would have stopped at the top if the Wall Street executives stopped this monkey business. And if Fannie and Freddie, if they weren't willing to accept this trash, it would have stopped. And of course, it didn't stop because the loan originator doesn't have to hold the loan. That's the main problem, and we've not solved that problem. If you take out a loan, the bank that issues that loan needs to hold on to every single fucking dollar of that loan. If they do that, they'll be more responsible who they loan money to. But no, no, we can't improve the system. Matter of fact, they didn't restore Glass-Steagall, the Glass-Steagall Act, which caused much of these problems. So, folks, this is what it's all about. You got to get your head out of your ass and start asking questions. Start demanding answers. Stop letting the media distract you and feed you a bunch of bullshit. Okay? You need to insist that they stop their bullshit and demand these criminals go to jail. Demand real solutions and tell them that their bullshit's not fooling you. All these guys should be in jail. Every single Wall Street executive should be in jail. All the top guys. You've got, as I've talked about several years ago, we're talking about tens of thousands of individuals should be in jail. There's no doubt about that. As a result, who's in jail? Nobody. Nobody. Now, when it comes to insider trading, of course, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is an arm of the Jewish mafia, they wanted to make it look like, well, we're going to do something. So they decided to pretend like they're going after insider trading, right? Well, who's in jail? after all these cases of insider trading, and they only really uncover about 1% of them, right? And the vast majority of the cases they uncover, they don't even uncover them. They wait for a tip-off, you see. I'll get back to that in a second. But so who's in jail from that? Two Indian guys, two underlings, who basically are nobodies, two scapegoats. Is there any coincidence that the two guys that they nabbed are Indian, right? Yeah, Indians are big swinging dicks on Wall Street. Yeah, right. Yeah, folks, the fact is, the Jewish mafia is running this whole show. They're raping you every single day. No one's saying anything about it. And I'll tell you right now, next time you look at your situation and your life sucks, you don't got any money, your retirement's fucked, you lose your job, or whatever, you need to take a look at the Jewish mafia instead of letting the political correctness bullshit blind you. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Jewish mafia, the hedge funds. I think I made a recording about this a few months ago. I haven't published it yet, but I will in the future. So be on the lookout for that. I might actually publish it before I publish this one. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Let's not forget about the fraud out there, okay? You know, that's the problem. The media does not inform its audience of truly what is going on. They pretend like they do, but if you really had a good understanding of the magnitude and the scope of this fraud, you would be livid. And the job of the media is to not make you livid, is to not really inform you of what's going on, because the media is part of the crime syndicate. They work for the banks. They work for the corporations. They work for Washington. We're talking about the establishment. This is the fascist criminal establishment. The Washington crooks, the Wall Street crooks, the corporate crooks, the media crooks, all complete garbage, complete scumbags. They are your enemy.